אלישור חלק א', שין טס, פרגרוף י"א, וכנגדון עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא עשרה ניסים לבנו במצרים. Corresponding הקדוש ברוך הוא performed 10 ניסים for בני ישראל במצרים. הענף השלישי בהשגחה הפרטית, this is the third branch, the third component of divine providence. ולא נטעה אם נראה גם בניסים עשיית השם המכוון את ישראל אמיתוס עצמם. We will not err if we consider the Nisim also as the hand of Hashem guiding Yisrael to their truthful selves. Lizkois ligula atzmis ulamikit, so that they can earn inherent geula, not something incidental and transient, something permanent. Chirus oilam. Neis mileshoin nosasa lirecha neis lis noiseis. Neis connotes elevation, exaltation. Leshon harama ugdula. How was the Jew uplifted? Chazal say, Hamitzri v'Yisrael b'vayis echad. You may have had a situation of Egyptian and Jew in one house. V'agigis mele'o mayim, with a container full of water. U'mitzri halach le'maris ha'kiton mit'eicha. When the Mitzri comes to take some water from the container, Maitzi'ah mele'o dam. You would find that what he drew from this container would be blood. The Israel shesemayim mitoich hagigis, whereas a Jew could drink water from it. The Mitzri omer lo, tein li biyadecha me'at mayim, let me take from your hand a little bit of water, v'neselo v'nasu dam, the moment he gave it into the Egyptian, to the Egyptian, it became blood. V'omer lo, nishte ani v'ata min kera achas, well, let's drink simultaneously from one container, v'Yisrael shesemayim omitzi dam. That too did not help. That elevated and uplifted the Jews. Re'iyas hashgacha pratis b'chush. They could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervening in the lives of the individuals. Ho'eved ha'Yisraeli shesemayim, the so-called Hebrew slave, is drinking water. Ha'adoin ha'mitzi shesedam, whereas the so-called master is reduced to drinking blood. Mo'isah ke'ara, from the very same container. V'chein b'chol aseres ha'nisim, ad ha'dilug al batei b'nei Yisrael b'makas b'choris. So too for all the other plagues. Shiflus lemitzrayim iladei makois, so a plague upon the Mitzrayim, rimemus Yisrael iladei nisim, whereas Yisrael were uplifted through the nisim, haynu hashmira bifnei makois, the fact that they were guarded from the plagues. Ad kedei shviras shilton ha-Mitzrayim b'hirav lev b'nei Yisrael, to the point where the dominion, the control of the Egyptians was broken not just politically, but within the hearts of Bnei Israel. They no longer felt subservient. Paragraph 12, Shelevei Yis'alus Adam al-Yedei Giluhi Hashgacha Pratis L'Teva, Shleishahim. There are three stages of growth of a person through the revelation of Hashgacha Pratis, through discovering Hashem's intervention in his life. Ha'adam lifnei hargishu yad Hashgacha, before the person senses the hand of Hashgacha. Hinei bivchinas to'isi keser ived, is like a lost lamb. Eino meitzu lemakuim ba'olam, eino meitzu lemakuim ba'olam, he doesn't find his place in the world. Eino batuach ba'atzmoi, lacking confidence in himself, uv asidoi, and in his future, uv tachlit chayav, just lost in terms of finding a purpose in the world. Hashgacha merimemes es adam mikol zeh. Hashgacha uplifts a person above all of this. Just by recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seeking his servant, that in itself infuses his life with a certain confidence, a certain purpose. Base, when a person rises beyond the stage of a lost lamb, he senses that there's a claim that the Hashgacha is making on him. Likanes letech olam shel ruchaniyus kedusha, to enter into a world of ruchaniyus. There's a claim here. It doesn't come without any responsibility. He's required to enter into a world of ruchaniyus and kedusha. Harcheik mishi'abud acham v'aguf, and he has to distance himself from subjugation to the body and to physical desires. B'shalav ze mismared aguf neged ha'geula. One finds that the body may rebel against the concept of geula. Huma adifes ta'anuga val pnei geula. One's physical nature prefers the easy and comfortable life over and above Geula, Shehiyah Knisah L'Olam Ruchani, Geula is really the entry into a spiritual world, Av Kashi Yitzterech L'Shehiyah Eved, even if he'll have to remain as a slave. V'chomushim Alu B'nei Yisrael M'Eretz Mitzrayim, as the Pasuk tells us, chomushim is an obscure word over here. The Midrash comments, Echad Michamisha Yetzu. Only a minority left, V'ashar Meisu B'choyshech, the rest died, Shelo Yiratzu L'tzeis. They did not wish to leave, they just didn't. As a rough analogy, perhaps one can think of a person who knows that his lifestyle is unhealthy. And he knows that the Geula, again, Geula in inverted commas here, just in the Mashal, would involve changes to his lifestyle, less food, a different type of food, perhaps more exercise. And often you find that one does not want to be Nig'al. One prefers to remain with those pleasures, with the excessive red meat and wine, with the ease of lying on one's sofa and not exercising, and one just remains a slave to one's desires. So to hear, but of course on a much different level. Gimel, behisgaber ha'adam gam al mered gufoi. Even when a person overcomes his body's rebellion, umaskim ligel, and makes a commitment to Geula, adayin shilton gufoi lo neheras kalil. The domination of his body is not completely shattered, it doesn't happen easily. Huzeche ligula, he may earn Geula, ach adayin ha'pachad bifnei ha'kenisa l'sechulam ruchanim mekaneh b'liboi. Still, that fear of entering into this realm of the spiritual is in his heart. We'll discuss it further a little later. Yud Gimel, a goy mikerev goy. Bnei Yisrael are described as being a nation within, or in the midst of the nation. Chazal tell us keubar yerech imoy. They were so immersed in Egyptian culture, it was like a calf within its mother's womb, its mother's body. K'moy beis Yisrael, beis Aharon, just like we have those concepts, tzura umalam yuchedes, those terms, beis, connote a certain characteristic, a certain spiritual form, kein beis avadim, by the same token, a beis avadim means choyser tzura v'header mitzius atzmeis, a lack of a characteristic, lack of any independent, autonomous reality, just avadim. Rak al shemam ul shenam mitzichu lishmoir. Variations here between different midrashim, how many unique characteristics they kept. According to one midrash, just the Hebrew names and the language that they managed to preserve. Simane havayatzmis, those are the final remnants, vestiges of an autonomous existence. Ubafchitus agru abyes aloshaku, and also managed to avoid the worst depravities. Lo yigilu arayois. Aval, but other than that, halalu of the avodah zarah, valalu of the avodah zarah. Hishtalvus im Mitzrayim, they're just bonded with Mitzrayim, v'shi'abud ruchani v'gufani, and not just a physical, but a spiritual, intellectual enslavement to Mitzrayim, livli yecholis liparid mehem, without any ability to separate from it, b'lei ha'ashgacha ha'peratis, if not for Hashem's intervention. Oy hanisa eloikim lavoy, lokachas lo goyim mikerev goy, has there ever been such a thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and takes a nation from the midst, from the innards of another nation. Bemasois, beoisois, uvmoifsim, uvmilachama, uvyed chazakam, uvizra netuya, uvmoraim gdolim, with all of those characteristics. Kechol asher asa lachem Hashem lokechem bemitzayim le'inecha. And the Midrash comments, keubar shunasun besochmeya shel bemalak, a calf inside a behemah, ve'ro'e nosin yadav Hashem ta. And the shepherd has to extend his hand into the mother, into the cow, and release the calf. That's how intimate the connection was. And that's how deeply immersed Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim. Paragraph Yudalev. Hageula einena he'etek makoyim, mimitzayim lechutzela. Geula, once again, is not a merely physical transformation, moving from one place to another, for example, from Mitzrayim, into some region outside of it. Ela yachad im hayetziah, together with the departure from the previous place, chalois inyan ruchani alam Yisrael. The fact that a transformative spiritual experience befell Am Yisrael. Geula zoi, Geula zoi kechol ha-sha'a shel kedusha te'una ha-chanas kli molei kedei l'achil ha-yisrael. This geula, like any divine outpouring, requires a preparation of suitable utensils in order to contain it. Harei yomer vo'evor alaych vo'ereich v'ne itech eis doidim. The pasuk describes Hashem as passing over the Jewish people, and it was the time, eis doidim, a time of love, a time to be redeemed. Higia shevu'a shenishbati l'Avraham. The time came to fulfill the oath that I swore to Abraham, she'egal es banav, that I would redeem his children, his descendants. Ve'lo hayu b'yadam mitzvois v'yis'asek bohem k'dei shigalu, but they were completely without any mitzvois that would merit the great event. Shenemar v'at eirim ve'erya. You were naked. Venosalem shetei mitzvois, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him two mitzvois, dam pesach v'dam milah, the blood of the Pesach offering and bris milah. Shemalu ba'isei halayla, they performed bris milah that night. Shenema misbaiseses bedomayich, bishnei domim. Milah, siman heavdus tevareilam, that is a sign that they were now transformed into avadim of Kadosh Baruch Hu, a complete, as we said, transformative experience of Geula, and Dam Pesach Avida Befoyan, actual worship. Bazen Yisavu Kli Malei, that's how they became a Kli Malei. Inyan Kli Malei Kvar Nisbaelon Bezaz Hashem, and it gives a reference. Tesvav. Higia Rega Ageula, the moment of salvation came. Hayetzia Mishilton HaTum'a, the final departure from the domination of Tum'a, Vehakenisa Lishus Gevoa, and the entry into Hashem's domain. Nishbar bekirba mashi'abud latma'im velatum'a. Within them, there broke finally the enslavement to Tum'a. Nigla alhem melech malchem melechim Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, og alam, and redeemed them. Once again, a point that we just made. Hayetzi'a levad bli hakenisa lirshus ha'yitzborach adayin lo ha'yisa geula. Merely leaving without entering into Hashem's realm would not be a geulah. It is an either-or situation. Either a person is in the domain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the alternative, to be dominated by physicality, materialism, and various manifestations of those. There's no other choice. There's no man's land between the two. Ilu yatzanu mimitzrayim v'lo yinigla aleinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'alisani lekabalas elokei zeh. Had we left Mitzrayim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu had not revealed himself to raise us and to have us accept his rule, lo haya dayenu. We would not say dayenu, ki az lo hayinu geulim. That would not constitute geula. Onoichi Hashem Eloikecha Asher Hitzeisicham Eretz Mitzrayim Bibes Avadim. The point of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that Hashem becomes Elohim. Yachadem Yetzia Zechir Elohim Yisrael. And that's in fact what happened. With the departure from Mitzrayim, we entered into the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Paragraph Tes Zayin. Im HaGeula Terem Nigmelu Mikol Hara Asher Ogelu Bishnasei Shiabud. With the Geula, that did not come, the end of all the negative impressions with which they were imbued through the years of enslavement. That did not instantaneously dissolve. Ach kivan shenamas oil hashiabud bekibam. However, because the yoke of enslavement melted away, yachlu letaken bekalus, these things could be easily repaired. Uv memtes yoyim ad kabalas ha-Torah, and through these 49 days from leaving Mitzrayim until Kabbalah Satorah, Yetzu kol yom yishar tuma echad, they were able to each day leave behind one gate of defilement, v'zechu l'sha'a kedusha l'umas, and to gain a sha'a kedusha correspondingly. He quotes the Ramchal over here. Uvnei Yisrael yoytzim biyad rama, the pasukin b'shalach, bigvura gevoiha umfosemes. Ad kan.